That was the best ever.
That's real good, Nate.
Welcome to the Reflex. You know what? I almost called it the old show.
Welcome to the old show.
I shit you not. I nearly. But hey, welcome to the Reflex Blue Show. Let's really do it. I'm gonna talk into my mic. I'm gonna turn over here and do the and move the mic ever so slightly. And now
quit,
I feel like
touching
we're doing
your
a
mic.
Show like this.
It makes weird sounds.
I wonder if that's coming through. It could be. I don't know.
Okay.
This is gold. This is gold.
This is really uncomfortable. I'm not even sure if I'm in the right spot.
I didn't even know you were here. It's Design Princess Ashley Bailey.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, good. Just uncomfortable, but...
Okay, because of all the microphone touching. I apologize.
It's been excessive.
It's not...
Thankfully,
my
we're not
fault.
Sharing a mic anymore.
Yeah, now we've all got our own mics. It's a little bit.
Yeah, don't touch
less...
my mic.
No, I wouldn't. Don't. I wouldn't dream of it. Don't worry. Okay. So hey, welcome back to the Reflex Blue Show. This now, I'm pretty sure we know at this point that this is episode 6.
Yeah, crazy.
I know. It's like, what did this take us? 3 months to get six episodes? Or...
No, like 6 weeks, like a month and a half.
No, oh, I meant on the old show.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, we totally, we're on the ball tonight, folks. I mean, this morning. Whenever this show airs, there's a ball and we're on it.
All right.
That's what we're doing.
All right, well, grab your ball, grab your microphone, and...
I will.
I feel good.
Let's talk
I'm
about...
ready.
Ashley's feeling
interned.
Good.
Is that it?
Well, yeah, we did portfolio-owned. We were thinking of interned, apostrophe D, but I don't know. Ashley, do you have a better name for that?
I'm kind of done with the apostrophe D stuff.
Okay.
Let
are we moving
think.
On from that?
Yeah, she graduated.
You're a bit younger and definitely cooler than we are, so
definitely
maybe you could
cooler.
Tell us what is... This is kind of a sad moment for the show because we're supposed to be wicked cool all the time, but like the new apostrophe D would then be lulls?
I was thinking more of a ya, like an intern ya.
Intern ya?
I don't know.
Is it a picture
something
of an
with
intern
like a...
that says I can has cheeseburger?
Kind of.
Is it ooh, is it invisible job? Invisible paycheck! Oh, that's it! That is the...
Okay, now, did either of you guys do an internship?
Yes, but I just named that happened right now. That was a real moment. The name of this podcast is going to be Invisible Paycheck, and it's going to be a cat and doing this, and it's going to say Invisible Paycheck.
Now, not all.
Internships.
Some internships actually have a paycheck.
It's
are
true.
Yours?
Some do.
Okay, some do. I did have an internship back in the day, back when I was in the college. And it was paid, and that part of it did kind of rule. And as such, I've been skewed ever since then against internships that do not pay. Because you're working, and I kind of feel like you should get paid for your time.
I mean, you have to get something for your time. And there's multiple things you can get from an internship.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
Pay.
Chlamydia. What? No?
You're probably in the wrong internship if that's what you get from it.
Okay, well, for graphic design anyway, sure.
You can get pay.
Mm-hmm.
You can get experience. You can get real-world working portfolio pieces.
True.
You could get...
You said experience.
I had these written down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wrote it down?
No.
How's that working out for you?
Obviously not very well.
Nice.
How about networking?
Yeah, you can get
networking.
Working
under people?
College credits.
Mm. Good one. Very good one.
I've had, yeah. I have had 4 interns that have worked for me. Once when I was at the Union Pacific Railroad. And the person there, he actually got paid. And he interned for a couple people. I don't think he necessarily got great projects to do.
Sure.
And he was literally like, you show up full time and you just work and you're basically just working. And then I've had 3 interns here at 1119. All at different times. And because there wasn't the pay involved, then I tried to make it up where you have to give them something else instead, which is more one-on-one time, really help them out, and give them projects that might actually work well in a portfolio.
Okay.
Didn't we give Joe like a spot on the show once with Bruner?
Yeah, he got to listen in on the Robert Bruner show.
Yeah, that was not bad.
And ask even ask a question.
I like to do things with interns like press checks. you know, stuff like that.
Oh,
Ashley,
you always take
you were
the press
say something.
Sorry,
second,
I was.
Ago.
Yeah, I just no. like the. I like to do things with interns. Period.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was gonna say is, I'm embarking on having my first intern this summer, and it's gonna be unpaid. And so I think one of my perks as Nate is batting his eyes. I think one of my perks is going to be, you know, that one-on-one time, because she is fresh out of high school. She's just going into college and just like giving her experience with the programs. And I am treating it more of like a teaching, but in hopes of she can come back next summer and then kind of be the head up, you know, for whoever comes in and helps the summer following.
So you've already got your intern for this. Yes. Summer. You've already, so I can't like put out the call like right now, bombard Design Princess Ashley McFeely with internship requests,
right,
and photos of self as a part of the application.
Yeah, she's actually coming in during high school.
If photos of self mm-hmm. are required for your internship, you probably don't want to take it in this profession.
Again, probably not the internship you want.
I like to be surrounded by pretty faces.
Well,
I'm not going to lie.
This is the industry of beautiful people, quite honestly.
I'm just kidding.
And then you know, Donovan and I somehow got in, but we're on radio, so it works out.
That's right.
I'm in a cubicle right now.
So internships. You're in college. Oh, my God, I'm in college, and I need experience or credit or something. First of all.
Now, if you want credit, I found out later that, because my one intern, I've had two interns get college credit.
You've had a lot. We've established at this point.
Well, the one of them found out
Donovan
later.
Donovan has experience.
That they needed to actually, like, talk to your professor way ahead of time, tell them what's going on so that they can get you college experience, because it's much easier to get approved beforehand than to try to get it approved later.
Right. We're way ahead of things. Let's say you're in college. Who here was in college last? Ashley.
Hey.
You're in college right now. Take yourself back to that time
frame.
That
was so long ago, but I'll try.
It was a couple years ago.
I know.
You're in college. What's the benefit of an internship? Why would a hardworking college student who's taking 18 credit hours and working a part-time job want to kill part of their summer doing an internship?
You get more out of classes. I mean, if you take it during classes and then you do an internship, you've already got more experience and a heads up, a leg up compared to your peers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're already saying, well, you know, you're applying the assignments more. They make more sense, I think, and I think you get more out of your classes.
Right. I would totally agree with it. Another reason, there is that whole resume boosting thing.
Definitely.
That comes in after graduation. But that's a really good point about going back to school following an internship. Like I said, I had an internship when I was in college, and it was great. And it was at this ad agency in Omaha where I live now, but I lived I was going to school in a small town at the time. So coming to Omaha for the internship was a very big deal. And it was cool to come back to school because I realized that, okay, all college projects are just pretend. There are no real clients.
Right.
There's no real budget aside from what you can string together to make your printouts from. You know, there's no real demands in the marketplace. You can pretty much do whatever you want. So it really changed my perspective on school. And for about 3 or 4 days made me, you know, the coolest kid on the block when I got back because everyone wanted to hear about it. So you guys got that going for you, too, which is nice. But then once they hear about it, they'll be like, oh, okay. And then they move on. You're not cool anymore, which is a frequent problem I've had in college.
Just in college, though. He's way cool now.
Way cool.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Please.
Well, I think Donovan brought up a good point, too, about, you know, if you're going for college credit, making sure that you I guess make that aware, or like look for internships and make that work with your college credit. If you know that your college offers something where, you know, you have to do an internship. So I know I did an internship, I think it was my freshman or sophomore year of college, mm-hmm. before I had even gotten into my actual real design classes.
Yeah, into the thick of it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just a right time, right place offer. Woman went on maternity leave. I was working there. They offered me to come in and work for like 3 months and, you know, turn it into an internship for me. And I never got any college credit for it, you know, but that definitely, and actually I don't think I didn't do any internships where I actually got college credit for it. But
yeah, I have no recollection of mine about whether or not I did or not.
All for experience.
So Donovan, when you were in school, which take us back to the days of Ruby Lift and PasteUp when you were a student.
Oh, they had computers around.
Yeah, but they had like one.
In the basement.
Yeah, and it was, you know, black screen with just green letters on it.
Yeah.
No.
DOS.
No, we were in the days of the Mac by then.
Okay. I thought, no, like Apple IIe style. That was running DOS or something, wasn't it? It was DOS-like.
It was basic.
Oh, my bad. Anyway,
I could program in BASIC in kindergarten.
Were you
serious?
I believe it. I've seen what you can do now.
Okay, now what?
Did you have an internship? Because now I'm going to segue us to the war stories.
No, I actually I picked up a part time job at the campus print shop.
Okay, that doesn't really count.
So it wasn't really an internship.
You know what we should do? We should talk about part time jobs sometime, about that one that I had in college and I didn't show up for 3 months without a phone call and they didn't fire me. And then one day I just showed up to work again. It was awesome. And they didn't fire me. Anyhow, okay, so tell me about your internship. I want to hear, because I have plenty of like hilarious stories of mine, but I don't want to take over the whole show. So we're gonna go to yours.
I had an internship at a catalog company, and we actually worked on PCs on Windows.
Yeah.
And it was
Quark. Might as well have been in Ruby.
Quark Express 4.2. I remember that.
And Quark on a PC.
Yeah.
Quark on a PC was actually.
That's like Ruby. Quark, you go back to Ruby Lit at that point.
Yeah. I got it. I've done it. I remember like doing. Actually, Quark 4 was my favorite Quark.
Anyway, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Well, I went. I hadn't had any like major design classes at that time, so I took the initiative and I went online and I did like the whole Quark. They had like a tutorial, you know, just walk you through. And then actually come to find out when I took the Quark class, it was the exact same thing. It was a tutorial all over again. So I didn't show up to that class. That was a big joke.
Sweet.
But I got an A.
Yeah.
It was cool. So anyway, we worked on Quark 4. Whatever and laid out catalogs. And basically what I remember from that internship was doing the projects that they asked me to is really mundane, and then finding out that after I would do something, there was another designer in there that was much more anal, probably where I am now, but she would go back and redo a lot of my stuff.
Would they tell you about this at the time?
One of the women told me about it. It was pretty catty, and I was a little offended. Ooh. Because it was basic layout, and I think I did a decent job, even looking back now, and she was redoing a lot of my stuff.
Man. Was there fighting?
Did you guys get it on? There was some tension. There was some tension. But she was like...
You took her stapler, didn't you?
She was double my age. I wasn't worried about it.
Oh, God. That would have made her, what, 32 at the time? I had an internship, and it was at a full-fledged ad agency. And so they had an art director intern, and they had a copywriting intern, an account exec intern. They had an interactive intern... a PR intern, and then a new business intern. Oh, and then a media buying intern, and the media
secretary
buying guy,
intern.
His name was Mark, and he's the only one that I'll call by name just on the odd happenstance that any of those guys are listening. But he was rad. He had no idea what he was doing in media. I think they may have offered him a job. Because it turns out that you can go into an internship for media buying and know nothing about it and still be good enough to get hired. But yeah, it was kind of like Party House. I think the account intern hooked up with the interactive intern. But she was like interactive and something else. She didn't really know anything about interactive, but she was really, really hot. And the interactive department was a bunch of single, lonely dudes. And she really knew, like, she will tell you to this day that she didn't know, but she got the job, so... But she did other things, too, aside from that. But then, like, those two got together, and the copywriter intern should have...
I'm just going to say not to take any intern advice from Nate after hearing all this stuff.
I'm still going!
I'm worried about what kind of internship he really had.
So, I'm... Sorry. And then, damn it, see, because now I lost my place. Where was that? Those two hooked up, and then... Oh, and the copywriting intern... was a guy who actually applied for the art director's internship, which I got because my uncle worked for the company that owned the advertising agency at the time, and I was able to keep that quiet for about 2 weeks of the 3-month internship.
Nice.
And then once that got out, there was tension. It was catty. There were some things that were done. Like, we worked on a big campaign, and I had to take, like, they came up with one campaign, and it was okay, and I, like, had to bust myself to art direct this guy's admittedly crappy idea and try to make it look good, and I did the best I could. And then the next day, like the day of the presentation, copywriter guy and account service guy show up with a totally different and way better campaign.
What?
Yeah, like on, their on the own? Day. Yes. Well, with on their own with, I think, some of the other interns, and they just discluded me from it.
Ouch.
Yeah. So that guy, if you're out there, a copywriter intern, you know who you are. You can suck it. I don't care. So, and so yeah, but like then there it. Was things like, you wow. know, like the there was like, you know, inflatable chair battles, and I think we saran wrapped one guy's office or toilet. Oh, it was toilet paper. That was epic. It was a good time overall. It was a good experience because there were a lot of like-aged, like-minded kids doing internship things together. And then we'd all go, despite the cattiness, we'd go out and get drunk. Oh, one of them got run over by a car. That was hilarious.
What?
That was the account guy. That was a good time. That was a crazy night. That was back in the day. Dude got hit by a car.
Wow.
I'm speechless.
Kind of. Well, because what happened was he didn't know what time it was, and he ran out into the street to ask a guy who, inadvertently, because it was summer internship, he had his windows down. Dude runs up, jumps in dude's passenger side, like, whole body up in there, and he's like, hey, man, do you know what time it is? But to guy driving the car, it's crazy drunk guy running up and jumping in, going, and dude just guns it, right? And so if a guy guns it from a stop, and you're half, I would say not half, but you know, not quite to the point of balance into a guy's window, but feet off the ground, dude takes off, and my intern friend does not go with the car, but instead cartwheels off his head on the ground. I don't know. I think eventually they may have taken him to get some stitches that night. But yeah, you know, he had a pretty nasty gash on his head.
I'm going to say if someone says,
that.
What did you get from your internship? And you say, I got hit by a car. It's not a real good internship.
I will debate that. I say, what did you get from your internship? I got hit by a car.
Maybe they were figuratively
awesome
speaking.
Internship.
Figuratively speaking.
Yes, you learned a lesson about not jumping into cars.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that should be. Yes, he got experience. He got the, you know, good idea, bad idea, asking what time it is, good idea, doing it by jumping drunkenly into somebody's car who I don't know in the middle of the night, bad idea.
Now,
so
the
that's the war stories. I'm trying to think if there were others.
Now, did you get any?
Not
a
lot of the interns like me, though. I think
I can't imagine that.
I find this shocking.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
So,
I appreciate that.
So did you get anything for your portfolio? Your internship?
I did. I got a couple things out of it. I got one ad. The coolest thing that I got was that they asked me to do a marker comp of, I don't know, some little mechanical piece that in real life is about 1 inch long by probably an eighth of an inch thick. And we did this micro photography of it that made it look huge. So I did marker comps of that. And then they used my marker comp and had a professional photographer shoot it. And then they had the real art director finish the layout. So I got to show in the portfolio, I got to show my rough comp next to the final ad. And that gave employers like a sense of like, hey, this guy could be a junior designer. He can do roughs and someone more experienced can finish it up. And then we did another like pro bono thing for March of Dimes that turned out real well.
That's not bad.
That was my first photo shoot.
You know, I think you always got to look in the expectations that an internship on length is kind of like a class. And what do you get at most? You get 3 pieces out of a class and maybe they're not all worth it. So
yeah.
Don't go expecting your entire book to be in there. If it is, then you're probably rushing the project.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, and hopefully with your catalog stuff, I mean, you probably got like a professionally printed piece.
Yep, I did.
Students, man, if there's something they go bananas for, it's having a professionally printed piece in their book.
Now, this is what I'm going to say. Now, I got to say this too, though.
Yeah.
Is I've seen this a lot where they do an internship where they got one client and mm-hmm. a student will show you their book and they have one printed piece. And because one reason or another, you know, it's not good. Everything else in their book is better. So you got to be careful. You don't want to just throw the piece in there just because it's the only thing you've done that's printed.
Is this like the group project? If the group yeah. brings the level of your work down, don't show it?
Yeah, like if the client, you know, and it's always something like, oh, the client made me do this. And you're like, I don't really care. All it looks like to me is you got a bad project in your book.
Yeah, or you don't know how to deal with clients.
Yeah.
Or somebody that you worked with doesn't know how to deal with clients. But if you want to get that out there, then you got to badmouth the people that you work with, and then no one's going to want to work with you from there. Let's talk about how to get internships. Donovan.
Normally, it's just bound to calling people. A lot of times, you can talk to your professor. They'll tell you who has had internships, you know, in the years ahead of you. Because mm-hmm. they normally can tell you, like, who they know that have interns. And thus, maybe they can even help you out with contact information.
I got an idea. Let's do this like a top five. Or like a top five ways to get an internship.
Oh,
number one.
Well, number one is
be friends with your professor, because professors have contacts in the real world and they can hook you up, because people will occasionally go to professors and say, hey, man, I need an intern and I know you're a professor. And they'll be like, oh, I got, you know, X number of students that I think would be any good. You want to make sure you're on that
and
list.
And way sometimes to do it is the professors will talk to their old students and they'll be like, hey, this person works at this place. I'll give them a call.
Definitely.
That would be another situation where that would be true.
Another way is to network. You know, like you go to these, you can go to an AIGA function or whatever.
Number two.
Yeah, you just talk
network. I got a weird email that through like LinkedIn or something. And I'm not going to respond to it because I think it was like, it was definitely not written to just me. It was sort of like spam, give me professional advice through LinkedIn thing from some guy that I don't know. So if you're listening to this guy, next time you send me an email in LinkedIn, then you should be like, oh, hi, Nate. Anyway, he was like, hey, how do you network with people? How do you get contacts with people? And I just kind of want to say, by meeting people and being nice to them, and, you know, the difference between a contact and a good contact is that you would technically define a good contact as a friend. So, yeah, you have to go out, go to networking type things, go to AIGA and ad club things and meet peeps.
And do it right away, too.
Oh, yeah. Do it while you're in college.
Yeah.
A lot of college students are intimidated by that.
Definitely.
By perhaps behavior they may exhibit.
The other thing they're intimidated by, but they probably shouldn't be, is just to call or email the place you want to intern for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like anything else. You may get turned down a couple of times, but they won't take it personally.
Like ring them up. Yo, I'm awesome. Give me job.
All the interns we've had here just called me on the phone.
Can you give me invisible paycheck? I can't has? Invisible paycheck?
That's right.
You guys need to go to Lolcats a little bit more often so when I drop I can has invisible paycheck.
I'm not all hip with the web memes.
I guess not.
Let me piggyback off of that last comment too, just about calling, you know, companies and just looking for interns. I'd say too, definitely doing your research, you know, where you're calling and making sure that's where you want to go too. You know, not just blindly calling companies and like, oh man, I need a blank paycheck. Or invisible paycheck. Pardon, I need a blank paycheck. But an invisible paycheck, you know, just making sure that it's the company or the right environment that you want to go for.
And, you know, if you want to do that, I'd give my next tip would be to just call people and ask to either job shadow there or ask to if they want to do an informational interview.
Now, that's show your a book. Tip. The job because shadow thing, that is a hell of a tip.
Especially if you're not quite sure. You can talk to the person. You can talk to the company. And if you really like it, then you can ask them then, too, like, well, do you have internships here? You know, what's going on? But at the very least, maybe you get a little more information. Just a free sit-down interview.
And I will say, like, I've done a couple job shadows, or I did a couple job shadows in college, and actually through one of mine, after doing the job shadow, she said, oh, by the way, we have a position open. You should go down and apply. And so she walked me down to HR to apply for it, too. So, I mean, opportunities come up just by, you know, you think you go to a job shadow and you just sit there, you know, but just opportunities from showing your portfolio and just...
Now, have you guys ever done any, like, informational interviews where you just go to a company to show your portfolio?
I have, yep. Mm-hmm.
Did that help? I actually did. I didn't know that I was doing that, but I did that for the company that I interned for. And at the end of showing my book and like, oh, this is what I've done since I interned, the guy's like, great, I ain't got a job for you. So it turned out to be an informational interview. Informational interview, but yeah, not
did
so
he give
much.
You good advice on your book?
Not really. No.
But that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, but yeah, no, rewind. If you're listening to the show and you're a student, rewind to a minute and a half ago when Donovan said, call up about job shadows, because that, like, congratulations, universe, you win. Listen to Donovan Berry. There I said.
You know, I even had a person interview. It was a job shadow of a, it was the son of a coworker at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he just didn't even know what he wanted to do for a profession. So he just came into job shadow to see if it was something he wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. Did he see all like the cool stuff you have in here and was like, wow,
oh,
I got to do
I
this?
I was in a cubicle at the time, but I still had a bunch of stuff.
It was not
there.
Here.
No.
Okay.
But I think he went into something completely different.
Probably like construction.
I think I scared the kid away.
Yeah. That happens too. What are we on? I think we're on 10.
Yeah, are we
four?
Are we done with 5? Oh.
I think that was that 4?
Yeah.
Okay, let's call that 4. And now number 5 way to get an internship.
Top 5 ways, not the only 5 ways.
I'm just, whichever. Well, we're making it up as we go. So number 5 would be Five. What's another way to get an internship? Chocolates.
You know, I'd say right place, right time, too. Just working in places as a college kid, I don't know.
Yeah, or
that's
if you're,
good. That's very actionable.
Or if you're scared to actually call someone, send them a letter with your, you know.
Oh, letters with resumes with no typos and company names spelled correctly.
Preferably
is good.
In a hardbound book that's hand-bound. I got one of those once. It was very impressive looking. Just it was just kid's resume.
Yeah.
But
you know what would also be the droit would be like a resume that is letterpress. If you don't have a letterpress resume, you probably shouldn't even be in this profession. It should either be letterpress or screen printed.
It should be both. We did that poster that was both letterpressed and screen printed.
Yeah, no, it's over there. And then you should have people that are not you sign it in metallic ink. Big love to Nashville, by the way. So okay, so that's you get an internship like you get a job. It really I would say out of our top five, the best ones were the job shadow tip, but also the buddy up with your professors tip and letting them know that you want an internship. So if they hear about anything, they can hopefully make a recommendation.
Really, I think the best one is to find where you want to intern and just call that place.
Yeah, I think that's a little boring. I don't know.
Well, call them for a job.
It's just not an exciting
then.
Tip. I'm just looking for the sex appeal of the tips here. Okay. So Donovan, you are a guy, and Ashley, you too are not a guy.
I'm not a guy.
But rather a girl or a young woman,
a woman.
Young professional.
Yes.
Not young. Young woman.
I'm a young woman.
We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Who you now? You guys will be looking for interns here.
Oh,
you found yours.
Not necessarily.
Donovan@donovan.com wants interns right now.
Not really.
Desperate.
Donovan@36point.com.
You forget it's a lot of work to have an intern if you want to do it right, because you should be able to give them something for their time.
Okay, true. And by working here, you get to be surrounded by Boba Fett, Elvis, and have a sweet Mac.
If I teach, I don't have an intern at the same time. It's too much effort.
Okay, so no interns right now, except that you're not teaching. But what do you look for? What do you feel like your responsibility is? I'm actually going to ask, because you've kind of talked about this, so I'm going to ask Ashley first. Like, what's your responsibility as someone who is bringing on interns? Are you responsible to pay them?
Well, actually, the internship I'm heading up this summer is not going to be paid.
How do you feel about that?
I feel okay about it. I figure there has to be some motivation to learn. And at the level that this particular internship or intern is at, I think it's more about the experience than the paycheck right now. Yeah, maybe in the future, more advanced possibly. But where I'm at right now, I'm just starting to build up an internship. So I think my responsibility for this particular intern is to kind of give her a vision, a focus, and say, okay, I'm building this up. I'm teaching you these skills. This is what we're going. Kind of cast a vision for her and say, this is the pieces that we work on. This is what graphic design is about. This is kind of what to expect. And so then come next summer, when she comes back, hopefully, which is the plan, and I have another intern that I can put underneath her, she can lead better and relieve some of the work off of me. And I think just by gaining more responsibility, you're going to be a better designer. I mean, the more that you get handed off to you.
Yeah.
So I think my responsibility is to give her some responsibility.
Ooh, I like that.
I think if you're going to have an intern, no matter what, you need to have clear defined roles, ideally a couple projects that they would work on.
Like, I am boss, you is intern.
No, like, this is what you're
get
going to
coffee.
Work on.
Yeah.
So when they show up in the morning, they actually don't be like, what are we doing today? And then just sit around. Now, it's okay to every now and then pull them off of that and oh, we got a rush project to do now.
Oh, the new Batman trailer's out. We got to watch. Yeah, things like that.
Oh, it's always, new Batman trailer out. Whole office stops here.
Yeah. Which takes a lot to grind this machine to a halt.
Yeah.
I have to drop in there real fast because I just remembered the most ridiculous thing I had to do on my internship was that my boss, who was a creative director at this place at the time and is no longer, I think there may have been some drama with that. I don't even know where the guy is now. But he had told his wife that he got a membership to the Omaha Zoo, which, by the way, you coming through Omaha, best effing zoo in the whole wide world. And
yeah,
I heard
Reader's Digest,
getting,
Reader's Digest put it above San Diego as number one.
I heard we
Fantastic.
Might be getting pandas, fools. Anyway.
That's been talked for years.
Yeah, but they're moving the stadium, right?
No, the pandas stay in the room next door. They don't get moved to the zoo.
Anyhow,
I keep him here at the office.
Panda talk aside, dude had told his wife, oh yeah, I got us a family membership at the zoo for us and our kids, and then did not. And then she was like, hey, guess what we're going to do tomorrow morning? First thing, we're going to go to the zoo. And he's like, sweet. And it's like Friday afternoon, And, you know, place is all the way on one side of town, zoo's all the way on the other. He's like, Nate, guess what you get to do today? Go to the zoo and save my ass from my wife. So I went to the zoo. I stopped at the gift shop. I bought a monkey, little stuffed, not a real one, rather, but a stuffed monkey that was my souvenir. And all the other interns were, like, so jealous that I got sent to the zoo to pull this guy's ass out of the fire. But really, it was like... Really, this is what I'm doing? Like, you know, you don't really.
Oh, you
didn't
also
have an internship where I
now,
had to make
now,
coffee
Ashley,
for
now
people.
That now that you're gonna have an intern, you're also gonna have to like do a lot of dry cleaning because you need them to pick it up.
It's true.
Yes,
you might and actually I... just have to randomly throw clothes to the dry cleaner, even if you don't have clothes.
Well, to dry I'm gonna clean. Start drinking Starbucks too.
Just send them. Just say, hey, I probably got something at the dry cleaners. Go. Which one? Just go.
Whoa, I don't. Whoa. I can't remember which dry cleaner it is.
I don't know. There's like five of them. Just go. Just check them all. There might be something there. And then definitely start drinking the Starbucks. You can be like, yo, go. The bummer about that is if you're going to be a good boss, you got to give them enough money for them to get themselves something.
It's true.
So you got to throw in like an extra dollar. So you give them like $6 and say, give me the giant conglomo latte that is $5. And here's an extra dollar to buy yourself something. So they can get like a trickle.
Get something
of coffee.
From the candy machine.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. You guys, we're over time. Look at this.
Bummer.
Hopefully I will go back and edit out things that sucked, and so we'll actually come in under time.
Probably come in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, and I guarantee that most of the suck that gets cut out will be coming from this microphone right here. So you guys don't have to worry. Your performances should be intact. But thank you all very much. This has been the Reflex Blue Show. You're Donovan Berry.
That's right.
I am Nate Voss, and thank you. The lovely design Princess Ashley McFeely.
And don't
for
worry,
us with your presence once again.
Thank you so much.
We're very happy to have you back on the show, the new show as opposed to the old show, and we hope that you will continue to join us.
I would love
like
to. We
like having you around.
And Nate, don't worry. We're not going to be like the evil interns you had to work with. We're going to actually invite you. You know, we're not going to do podcasts behind your back.
That's good. Oh, seriously, man, I was pissed. And you know what? Straight up, the like president of the company asked me afterwards, because I was like staring at these things in the presentation afterwards going like, God damn it. And she was like, hey, this stuff's pretty good. Did you do any of this? And I was like, no, they did this behind my back last night or something like that. And she was like, wow, that's kind of a dick move, but it is better. So what am I going to do? You know, bad news. Yeah. There are parts of that internship I like, that part not so much.
Well, hopefully next week you'll be better because we'll be back.
Yeah, we will be back. So peace out.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.